Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Happy Friday, everybody. Tim 27, Shane and Bruce. Here on Sports Daily, Jad Chambers back in the studio. Had a busy show so far today, and we keep it going on the hotline. Say good morning and welcome to Shocker outfielder Hunter Gibson. Hunter was in the news a couple of days ago for a mammoth home run, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, but most recently last night, eliminated from the NBC World Series. Hunter, good to catch up with you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, doing fine. How was summer ball in the midst of a pandemic, and did you think it would happen after the spring season at WSU was shut down?
Well, you know, the spring season, it was pretty great. We were doing good. We were on a roll. And then having that shut down, it was just kind of – it was hard. It was something that, you know, we all wish it wouldn't happen. But it is what it is, and couldn't control it. So – we just had to keep our heads high, and then summer ball started off, and it was going good. You know, started to build relationships with those guys, and honestly, I didn't think it would last, summer ball, just because of everything that was going on in the world. And so, but it ended up, you know, ended up working out, and ended up having a really good summer. The whole team, the whole organization was doing good, so it was a good deal.
Yeah, how much of a relief — you said it was a surprise, Hunter — how much of a relief was it just to be able to get back in the box, get some cuts, play the game? It would have been easy to kind of to lose the momentum of the spring and the things that you guys had, or that you in particular had started to accomplish, if you'd gone a whole summer without playing the game that you basically are feel like you know grown up to play. So how important was it to actually get some swings in this summer?
Oh, it's always a plus whenever a guy gets to be able to have at bats and live reads and things like that, to be able to get better as a player, and, you know, also play with different guys is also a good thing. Learn more about the game, you know, just being around the game. So it was a good thing for me, Ross, Kosas. You know, we were all there on the same team, and it was fun being able to play with them all summer as well, and playing against the guys that were on the other team. So on the other teams, so it was good. It was something that was positive, and I think we'll lead into this next fall, and create nothing but good out of it. So. Yeah,
Hunter Gibson, Shocker outfielder, joining us. He played for Rose Hill this summer. And along those lines, Hunter, wasn't it kind of refreshing that, you know, even in the midst of a pandemic where there's so much bad news in the United States, it was probably good for you guys, because what, there was about 20 or so players that were kind of relegated to the Sunflower Collegiate League. So actually you guys got to see quite a bit of each other this summer, didn't you?
Right, yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, it was nice being able to play with and against some of our guys here at WSU, and it was just fun. You know, I went up against Liam, went up against Jake Hamilton, Liam, and so it was fun to be able to face those guys. And I think we saw Hossie as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time to, you know, you can kind of grin at them on the mound and it's like, let's go, you know, let's compete right here, you know? So it was fun. It was a good time. But yeah, nothing but positive came out of it.
It was a hell of a bat flip the other night. I don't know if anyone put a tape measure to it, but, you know, you went Jose Bautista on us a little bit. Talk about the genesis of that bat flip.
Well, the thing is, I wasn't very happy. I was kind of aggravated at my at-bat before, and then I was also aggravated. The pitcher struck out Ross on a curveball down in the dirt, and you know he started running, skipping off the field, screaming and yelling, and it just, you know, lit a fire under me. And
sure,
and I wasn't too happy about that. And so that's kind of the gist of why I threw my bat. I didn't mean to throw it that much, but it kind of happened. It is what it is.
You went viral, buddy. You went viral with that bat toss, that man.
That was a hell of a flip, Hunter. I'm telling you, man. That's pretty damn good. Yeah, people may not know this. We just got done talking with Howard Berman, who is the author of Mutt's Dream, about Mickey Mantle growing up in Northeast Oklahoma. Hunter is also a guy who grew up in Northeast Oklahoma. You're from Ooliga. Is that the correct pronunciation, Ooliga, Oklahoma?
Yes. Ooliga,
okay,
Oklahoma.
So Ooliga, Oklahoma, which is really, and this is kind of cool, not only is it the place where Hunter Gibson grew up, but it's also the place really where Will Rogers was born. Now, Claremore kind of gets the credit for Will Rogers, the great American humorist and commentary, and the guy was unbelievable. But right. He was actually from Ooliga. So Do you guys still claim him down there?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes.
So
damn
have,
right.
They have a memorial of his house there on Ooliga Lake, and it's kind of like a museum. You can walk through it and see everything that was on the farm. So, yeah, we still claim him.
Hunter Gibson joining us, Shocker outfielder. He hit 371 this summer for Rose Hill, hit 6 home runs, including a mammoth a couple of nights ago that went viral. It was a walk-off 9-7 in the last game that Rose Hill won. They were defeated last night, couldn't hang on to a early lead, and Rose Hill is eliminated from the NBC World Series. Hunter, before the spring season was canceled, was leading the Shockers in RBI with 17 through 57 ABs. All right, Hunter, so now what? Your season and summer virtually over with. What are your plans for the next couple of days and weeks, and what's going on at Wichita State Baseball that you've been told?
Well, for right now, we're still going to be coming in our groups, our workout groups, and, you know, we got to wear masks in and out of the facility. Also, while we're working out, we have to wear masks. But, you know, it's just something that we've got to overcome. We've got to get through together as a team, and, well, everybody in the world right now.
Yeah.
So, right now it's kind of, we're just playing it by ear as a player. I mean, I'm just playing it week by week, you know, whatever the coaches have to say or whatever the, you know, athletic director comes out with that we have to take precautions or do. So, you know, we're just going to keep working, hitting, working out, getting ready for fall ball. And then I believe we're still going to have a fall, as of right now. That's the word on the street. You know, everybody's got to get tested. And, you know, we just got to have that self-discipline to not put ourselves around the wrong people or the wrong situation to where we, you know, can be around COVID. We can't do that as a team and in an organization, because we can't have that happen.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to be important to every guy on the team to stay safe, so that way we can get the reps that we need and things like that. So,
last one for me, Hunter, and it has to do with program culture. You guys were 13-2 when you shut it down, so obviously the results were starting to happen. But the culture of the program, how much has it changed, do you think, even in the short time that this coaching staff has been together, and the direction and the momentum that already they've been able to generate in this program?
Well, I know for me and for a lot of the guys, it's definitely believing in Coach Wedge and the whole entire coaching staff. Being able to come to the field every single day and be ready to go, be in a good mindset to get after it today and play some ball. And so just that right there, and then along the lines of the expectations that the coaching staff has for us, is something that, you know, I'll never forget. It's something that I really enjoy, being able to come to the field and working hard and having a good time at the same time. So it's fun. It's something that, you know, it needs to stick around here at Wichita State, and it's going to with Coach Wedge and this whole entire coaching staff. So I'm excited for this upcoming year. I can't wait. I love all these guys, good guys, fun to be around, and, you know, they're athletic and they're good, you know. So,
Hunter, did you hear from Eric Wedge after the home run?
Well, the thing is I'm a little bit scared to hear from Coach Wedge.
I figured. Yeah. I figured I'd ask, though, if he'd been in touch with you after the reaction after you went deep.
Coach Siri gave me a little crap for it, and then I talked to Coach Pelfrey last night. And after our loss, I called him and was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, me and Coach Wedge, we're going to get into you a little bit there if we saw you yesterday. But get ready. He's still coming for you. So
that's funny.
If it was an unprompted bat flip, then maybe I could see how Eric would get into you a little bit. But if there is a little back and forth the inning before, I don't know if it totally excuses it, but now that makes a little more sense. So I'm on your side on this one. Yeah.
It makes it a little bit better.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Nice stuff.
You go home to Ulaga, be safe. And otherwise, we'll be hopefully seeing you this fall. And best of luck to you, Hunter. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, Hunter.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, good job. Hunter Gibson, Shocker outfielder, talking Rose Hill baseball and the NBC World Series. As it continues tonight, of course, out at X Stadium. All the rest of the games in the NBC World Series will now be at the Eck. They played their last game at Hutch last night. So that continues on. The PGA Championship is continuing on. Just a few folks out on the course. Hao Tong Lee is 2 under through 4, and he is now tied for first with Jason Day and Brendan Todd. They don't tee off for a little while. Brendan Todd here in about 10 minutes or so. Jason Day in the afternoon. Kurt Kitayama is 2 under through 5. He's at minus 4. Still early in his round. Like I said, just a handful of golfers out on the course right now. None of the big guys will tee off for a little while longer. So if anything happens there, we'll let you know and keep you posted on that. When we come back, we need to let you know what happened on this day in sports history. It's courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents. They're out at 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. What happened on August 7th, we'll let you know when we come back. Shane and Bruce and Jad here on Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.